Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is coming up on 509, 65 degrees on this Monday, June 16th, 2025. Well, the Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health, presents the Lackawanna County Scrantastic Spectacular, Thursday, July 3rd at Courthouse Square in Scranton. The event kicks off at 4 p.m. Live entertainment, food trucks, kids zones, vendors on the square. Full Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic to the main stage at 7:30 p.m. The Zambelli Fireworks, presented in part by Quality Roofing Express, at 9:35 that night. It's sponsored in part by Scranton Tomorrow, the Lackawanna County Commissioners, City of Scranton, and Odyssey. You can get all your info at WILKNewsRadio.com on that event. It is a good event. It's broadcasted live there for the past 2 years. I think this year I'll be in the studio. I won't be down there live this year. But we'll be with you live that day, bringing you all the Independence Day hits that the show is known for during that event. And we'll just be bringing it to you from here. So make sure you check in. It's a good day, nice time, good food. Hopefully the weather's all right for that event. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. I wanted to do this. I read this story late last night, and it really got me because it's that feel-good story. And I'm actually looking at to maybe even reaching out to this young man and putting him in contact with some of my contacts because you want to talk about persevering. You want to talk about overcoming. A Long Island teen inspired by the local slain Navy SEAL hero Mike Murphy overcomes paralysis. You heard me right. Overcomes paralysis, and he now wants to join and become a Navy SEAL. This is just an incredible story. I'm going to put this on my social media, if I'm allowed to do that. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Paralyzed teenage Long Island wrestler says he took inspiration from the local fallen Navy SEAL to recover and now hopes to follow in his hero's footsteps in the elite unit. Finn Chavone, 16, of Bayshore, suffered a traumatic brain injury in the eighth grade after accidentally being tossed off a wrestling mat into a heating pipe, leading to the nightmare that no kid or parent would ever want to face. He wasn't able to walk. He could barely talk. He lost lots of his vision. Wasn't able to do school and was focusing on basic life skills like counting to 10, Finn recently told the Post. Yes, this young man was interviewed and is doing phenomenal right now. And again, when you read this story, it's just one of those times you just say God is good. The teen had to be homeschooled while confined to a wheelchair as he relearned the basic functions of his body and elementary rhetoric, such as being able to pronounce the word firefighter. Sensing the despair he faced, the teen's teacher brought him to the Michael P. Murphy Navy SEAL Museum in Sayville after his 2022 accident. She thought it would inspire me because she knew how much I loved the Navy SEALs, Finn said. After 2 years of grueling recovery, inspired by Murphy, the slain Navy warrior from Patchogue, he's from this area in Long Island, Finn finally took his first steps with a cane last year and now aims at becoming a Navy Special Warfare officer himself. I knew if he was able to go through the hell that he went through, that I could go through my situation, Finn said of the 29-year-old war hero who died saving his fellow SEALs in Afghanistan in 2005, otherwise known as the Lone Survivor. It's your why factor, really, the teen said of his motivation. You just have to find your reasoning, your purpose for what you do. Once you find that, then the how of actually achieving that goal doesn't become an excuse anymore. Finn said he was deeply moved by the museum where he met Daniel Murphy, Michael's father. Dan Murphy's a fixture at the museum, if you've ever been out there. A truly incredible man. Michael, whose sacrificial heroics were retold in the 2013 film Lone Survivor, was part of a four-man team surrounded by more than 50 members of the Taliban in Afghanistan mission. He and two teammates and 17 other military reinforcements were killed in the deadly showdown 20 years ago, with Daniel fatally exposing himself to enemy fire to call in for help. Never quit was the part of Michael's persona, his father told the Post. Finn didn't have very good control over his motor skills, but even then, it was amazing how he took to Michael's story. Finn said those two words, never quit, resonated with him like nothing else could. They were the most impossible situation. They never quit, especially when it looked very grim for them, the teen said of Michael and his comrades. They stuck to the end and even to the point where Michael sacrificed himself for his teammates. Finn said on that day he vowed to walk again, no matter what it took. The teen ended up bravely facing 10 hours of brutal physical therapy each day, where the act of standing up for 3 minutes would cause him to pass out over and over again. I would do that nonstop for 6 hours, he said. I would just keep hammering that out, doing the 6 days a week. Finn also endured stim therapy in his legs, which is when you're basically electrocuting your legs to hopefully get the nerves to connect again.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
And he said, since I had complete paralysis, we had to crank the machine all the way up to max, the teen explained, saying that after he started to regain feeling, it became excruciatingly painful. While all this was going on, Murphy and the museum executive director, Chris Wiley, a former SEAL, were right in his corner carrying him through the dark times. I would always make sure to come back at least once a month, just because they were probably one of the biggest cheerleaders, Finn said. They were always there to help me out and support me. We always made an effort to stop by whenever we could make a milestone. It's the first place I would visit. Last year, Wiley pushed Chavon wheelchair during a charity race named for Mike Murphy at Lake Ronkonkoma. It's a race around the lake, if you've never seen it, where the hero had been a lifeguard. He isn't inspirational. He's Finspirational, said his son in one of the years, the former Navy SEAL said. The teen shocked everybody when he rose from the wheelchair and walked the final steps to cross the finish line for his loved ones. Just having everyone on my back holding me up, definitely realized I could walk on my own again, Finn said. He started moving with a cane in September, and by March, he had regained almost complete control of his body, to the point that he would go hit the gym 4 times a week. The soon-to-be Bayshore High School junior said he didn't push himself only for the sake of wellness, but also to honor Michael Murphy's name. I just think it's just another sense of where Michael continues his legacy of service to our citizens, Daniel Murphy, the father said. This past Memorial Day weekend at the museum, Finn took on what was once unthinkable for him, the grueling Murph Challenge. A 1 mile run followed by 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats, then another mile run, all with a 20-pound waist vest. Murphy invented the regimen during notorious basic underwater demolition SEAL buds training. Greeted by the roar of the military community and fitness enthusiasts taking on the gargantuan task, the teen, who was given a perseverance award at the 2024 event, finished the workout with flying colors. This was the pinnacle for me to be fully recovered. I just wanted to give it all, he said. The teen said that when he finishes high school, he hopes to go to the U.S. Naval Academy. He then aims to one day qualify for SEAL training and wear the hollowed trident of a frogman. Wiley said he's 1,000%, not 100% confident that Chavone will have what it takes. "I would be the first person to put money down on Finn to make it," the former SEAL said. A teen with his own chances. Now, here's an individual that was completely paralyzed. This past Memorial Day, he did the Murph Challenge. A mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and another mile run with a 20-pound weight vest on. Just incredible. I'm going to do my best to put this young man's name and determination in front of who I can at the Naval Academy. I'm going to make sure that his member of Congress is well aware that this young man will be applying for a nomination, that a member of the Senate will be well aware that he will be applying for a nomination. In just a few years, going from completely paralyzed to completing the Murph Challenge on this Memorial Day is just an incredible feat that I cannot even put into words. And I have the privilege to be around young men and women like Finn quite often, but also know that there are young men and women like him across our nation that have that spark, that will overcome obstacles, that will do what they need to do to reach their goals. And it's just an incredible feel-good story today. I read it last night, and I couldn't wait to get it to you guys today. So much so, I was trying to hold back posting it earlier today so you guys could read it earlier. But I'll be getting this up on my Facebook page as soon as I can, because it's just an incredible view of fortitude. And I wish this young man all the best in anything I can do to get his name in front of the right people, to where, you know, he will then have to prove himself, but I'm sure that will not be an issue, just seeing the character this young man has. Let me go to the phone. We have Ed from Wyoming real quick. Ed, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Rob, how are you doing, buddy?
All right.
I just got a little comment, but that is such an amazing, heart-grabbing story about that young man. It's unreal. Me being a Marine, it brought tears to my eyes, you know, that he's that dedicated, and I believe he has everything it takes to do what he wants. It's just amazing, huh?
Yeah, it was just an incredible story. It's one of those stories that really resonated with me, and hopefully more people.
Yeah, that's a great hats off to him. One more thing about this L.A. stuff. These people running around L.A. with these Mexican flags, why don't they just go to Mexico? It's right there. I'm thinking, you know, like what would help all these officers and all these support teams trying to quell the violence? Maybe some cluster bombs.
No. Ed,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just so aggravating and so downhearting that that state has become what it is.
Listen, if it was just peaceful protests, let them have at it, but that's not what it's become. It's a small group, though, but you know what? You would think that they would police themselves, because if it was the other way around and there was a small group, they would ask the very same thing. So, you know, I don't wish violence on anyone. I don't wish anyone to be hurt. You know, we live in a country where you can say the things that make you and I angry, and that shouldn't result to violence. But you know, when there is violence, you also have to deal with it, and that's what law enforcement should be doing.
Yeah, you have to quell it. Okay, well, I just wanted to throw my two cents in, Rob. I hope everything's there. I pray for your children daily that are in the military. And
They're both on safe ground, but we have plenty that still aren't. So the thoughts and prayers for all of them.
Just putting that uniform on makes it unsafe ground.
It does. Ed, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, Rob, you have a good evening. God bless you.
Thank you. It's 5:22 here at WILK.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? improvised luggage at the airport luggage store. Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.